Today's sermon is that. What is a prophet? Got it? What is a prophet? That term is being used so loosely around here. Let me tell you this. I can tell you this. Let's start here. Amen. When church, remember anybody, we all about somewhat in the same age, you know, zone of, you know, millennials or not millennials, but baby boomers or whatever. When we first came to church, remember back in the old days, it was Reverend this. Was the guy out of Manchester? It was him, Doyle Hard, all these guys. Oh, we knew everybody knew everybody. That's Reverend so-and-so. That's Reverend so-and-so. Oh, that's Reverend Cleveland. That's Reverend so-and-so. Everybody was a reverend. Do you remember that? Everybody was a reverend. And years start to pass, and all of a sudden, I think it switched a little bit, getting to kind of slide and scale and slid into what? No. It slipped into pastors. Pastor this, pastor that, pastor this. And actually, before that, it was the men of God. You know, I know the men of God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the men of God. I like the men of God. It was a powerful way of bringing on the speaker. The men of God. There came the pastors. Then, after that, I think, came the bishops. What about the bishops? Well, now, it started with denominations. The Church of God in Christ and the Charismatic and Pentecostals already had bishops. The Catholic Church had bishops. The only people that really didn't have bishops were the Baptist Church. See, y'all, see, this stuff, you, see, when you forget stuff, you can't put the pieces together, and you get lost. It's very important to keep it together. Then they came along, and it was the bishop, but the Baptist Church did not have bishops. And I think it started, and they started the full gospel fellowship thing, and all the bishops, there was a thing, started New Orleans, and they all came, and the bishops here, pastors here. Wow, Baptist Church got bishops. Never heard of before. Unheard of. But it was always in the Bible. It was always okay. It didn't take now to do it. It's just the revelation came and the time came and it happened. Now we got bishops. All right, here we go. Now, while you had bishops, already knew what was coming next was the prophets. Now, I used to be mad at guys, you know, bishop, every time you turn around, bishop, I'm bishop. Bishop this, bishop that. And I knew what I was doing. I knew just as sure as people say bishop, 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 God saying, and don't worry, they're going to say prophet, 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 prophet. If I hear another name, prophet again, I'm going to go crazy. Who are you, prophet so-and-so? I'm prophet this, I'm prophet that, I'm prophet this, I'm bishop this. It's like, fine. So now we're stuck in, and the prophets came with an expectation. I don't know anybody that you went to a prophetic church because you did it. People wanted an answer to the problem in their life. I'm going to what's the prophet, what's his name, church? And he go, this evening comes, we're gonna have a miracle service. We're gonna heal this evening. We come to the miracle service. Come to the God's gonna give you answers. God's gonna deliver you from, and that's what we wanted. We're gonna pray over you. We're gonna anoint you. God's gonna open up your doors. And I gotta go to a prophet because prophets know stuff. Pastor don't know that. Bishop don't know that. Reverend so-and-so. I'm going to prophet. Okay. All right, we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. The fivefold ministry is pretty much in effect. Anybody know the fivefold ministry? I'm not trying to go backwards, but Ephesians 4:11 talks of us. He left some pastors, preachers, prophets, teachers, and apostles, and prophets, and the whole thing. Do you know that? Do you know about that? You know the fivefold ministry. Go to Ephesians 4 and 11 so we can make sure we're on the page. I'm just kind of skimming through because I'm assuming Ephesians 4:11, so that we're all on the same page, because there are those listening to us that don't know. The world is in turmoil and we are looking for answers. Come on, somebody. We are looking for answers. And somebody needs to have an answer. Okay, I mean, Ephesians. I didn't plan to turn to it, but we'll turn to that. Yeah, Ephesians 4:11. Pages are turning. Good. 4:11. He says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. That's five positions. If you miss that, you cannot miss that. These things build denominations. The apostles are first. Why? Because after Jesus left, the disciples became apostles. What did apostles do? They started the churches all around the world. They were to build churches. And most connotations in say that you can't be an apostle unless you've seen Jesus. These are second generation apostles. It doesn't mean they're not apostles, but that's like you talk about the word of faith ministry. Then other words of faith ministry starts popping up. You see what I'm saying? Because an apostle started that word of faith. You understand? And now other churches are word of faith. We're word of faith. We're word of faith. We're word of faith. Oh, there's over there word of faith. You understand? That was the job of the apostle. That's why there are so many churches over in Europe. You see? That's what the apostles started going around and ministering and evangelizing the world. And churches were popping up all over the world. Amen. So now that was the job of the apostle. The prophets had their time per se in the Old Testament. Remember? Samuel and Ezekiel and Jeremiah, all those guys, right? I'm trying to see, can I get this done? What's the next one? He gave some prophets, some evangelists. We understand evangelists. People that are evangelists practically don't want a church. They're not stable enough to want a church. They want to hit the road, Jack. I'm going to preach over here. I got to fly over here. Okay, are you getting this? These things are very important that you know what you're talking about. It's nothing worse than talking to a Christian that doesn't know what they're talking about or understand what you're saying. This is the thing that Jesus left as gifts to the body of Christ. The government has what? The three branches of government. What is legislation, judicial, and executive branch. Those three things govern the whole, the United States. Those three positions, judicial, executive, and the judicial, legislative branch. That's all. They govern the whole thing. Within it is built the whole thing. We have five. If something goes wrong, we got five cats in different positions. Okay, it's not your turn. Okay, it's not my turn. Okay, you move back. It's my turn. You move out of the way. It's supposed to be his turn. He comes next, and it's his turn to know who needs to deal with this, the FBI or the CIA? Are you getting it? The church has each one of these. Who needs to do what now? So what position is the church in now? If it's the end times, we need the prophets again. That's why they're there. Prophets are not here to do magic and to wow you and give you the wow factor. People ask me all the time, oh, Brother Don, what do you see in my life? You're a prophet, right? I said, I don't see nothing. Now you can go to another prophet. That prophet's going to say, God is showing me. God is showing me, Mike, you need to get your life together. There's a man trying to give you some money. There's some money coming to you. I see it in my spirit. Do you receive that right now? Do you receive? And they're going to say that. But that's not the kind of prophet I am. And that's not necessarily the kind of prophets we call it. I'm trying to find, listen, more prophets like me. I know they exist. But I'm a prophet. I mean, what kind of prophet church are you going to? What kind of prophet are you? Prophet Don Heron. I'm like a Jeremiah. I'm like an Ezekiel. I'm not the other kind of prophets that are personal prophets. Read into your life. Tell you what God is showing me. I just got a vision the other day about your life. God, that's not my calling. Not that I couldn't call people up and say what I see if I see something. But I'm not here to say, ma'am, you in the blue dress. Come up, come up, come up. Ma'am, yes, you. Come up quickly, 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 quick, 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 quick. Come on up. God is showing me. And they'll do it. That's not where we're coming from. You're dealing with the real deal. You're dealing with another kind of prophet. Jeremiah them didn't play. There's a problem in the nation. And God has chosen these prophets. That's what you're dealing with here at Church on the Narrow Way. I need to make clear what you're dealing with. I'm also a pastor. I tell people to say prophet first, then pastor. I used to say pastor, prophet. But pastors are so common that to me it's like they just assume that you know you're a sheep herder. I'm after people. I'm after the numbers. Oh, we're getting 15,000 now. Well, man, we're getting 1,000 people. Prophets don't worry about that. We worry about making sure you get the message that God wants you to have. Amen. And making sure you stay on track. This kind of message is not a shout me, run around the church type of message. It's a message of edification to make sure that when you walk out of these doors, nobody can throw you off. Any pastor, and I love the preacher, because the pastors, they preach sermons to remind you of what you're supposed to be doing as a Christian. They remind you as a sheep how you're supposed to walk with God. Stay with God. Trust in the Lord. Love one another. Pray for one another. Live right. Obey the commandments of God. They're preaching it, and that's all they have to do. And it is inquired, get as many people as you can to hear that message. So the world has been evangelized. The church is huge. Now, where is the church? Something's happening. Amen, somebody. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. In all our getting, I need to do this because the world needs to know what a prophet is. I've listened to radio. I've listened to television. I've listened to media, social media. I've seen Christian television. And to this day, no one has ever described what a prophet is. A pastor, we always assume we know what that means. But you got to know these other two, the apostle and the prophet. And I'm worried about today, the prophet. I'm not dealing with apostle. I may have some apostolic or apostle behavior and things in me, but basically a prophet. He says to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1, this is a young man being called from God to be a prophet. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Wow. Did you understand that? You may not have understood that, because the prophets that you have seen are not necessarily prophets to the nation. I'm serious. They're always prophesying to you personally. Come up. You right there, sit on the front row. You, I'm talking to you. God is showing me something with your life. That's personal. He's not on that page. He's got something to say to this nation. Why? Watch. Because something, Mike, is wrong with our nation. Something was wrong with Judah, Israel. Something was wrong with Jerusalem. Something is wrong. It's not that you haven't heard the word. Something is wrong. I need you to go and tell. He says, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm, watch this, a youth. I'm too young. I'm just a child. I'm too young. He's finding what? An excuse. When the Lord called me to be a prophet, I would never forget it. I don't know the day of the hour. But I remember the day I woke up and just said, whoa, something's wrong here. I asked God, what is that? He said, you'll see. You'll see. And he says, do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms. That he's distinguishing between nations and kingdoms. We are under a nation, not a kingdom. Over in England, they had that nation thing and the kingdom thing. There were nations, the kingdoms. To root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, and to build and to plant. Verse 16, I will utter my judgments against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me. Burned incense to other gods and worshiped and worked the works of their own hands. Therefore, prepare yourself and arise and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them. That's the assignment. Don't get my assignment mixed up with the pastor's assignment. I just read it to you. I've got to go talk to people with funny looking faces. When I say something, they look at me like, what? Who are you talking to? I know you're not talking to me. I can preach the message and come in here and just go straight at it, because when you hear certain things, you don't have to look at a funny look on your face. You should not have it. But if you've been under something for so long, years and years, to come along and you're going to prophesy, nobody's trying to hear that. Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet. The weeping prophet, because he's weeping about his nation. There, let me say, okay, here we go. You ready? I'm upset as a prophet at people that don't like to hear make America great again. What is wrong with that statement? I don't understand it. And then turn around and travel out of the United States, come back, get on TV, make all this money, and say America is the greatest nation in the world. Make up your mind. We're either the greatest nation in the world or we're not. So if you're going to say we're the greatest nation in the world, then let's keep America great again. Let's keep it great. Come on. You think it's just because somebody wears a hat, it's time to get mad at them. Something is wrong with this nation. See, my message, I can switch the pastor mode. See, Jesus can switch whatever. Jesus was all five of these. Jesus was all five. He could turn this one on, turn that one off. Turn this one on, turn that one off. Most of us preachers only have one or two of these callings. Or, you know, some might have three. So here you go. What's wrong with the statement? Why are you angry? Because I want to take care of my family first. You don't have to be for Trump to do that. You don't have to be for him. You should take care of your own self first. You ought to take care of your own people first. You can't serve two masters and please everybody. So you're trying to figure out what's wrong. The prophet to the nations is called to warn you and to tell you these things. I'm not just shepherding you to have as many people as I can. You need to know that you've heard something that you cannot stand before the Lord and say, I didn't know. Come on, somebody. You can't say you didn't know. No. You're mad at a person. That's what's wrong. You're mad at a person. You don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way that person looks. I don't like the way he looks. And most times I tell people, you want to hear the gospel or the sermon or the message from who you want to hear it from. I can tell you the truth, but you don't like me. I don't like you. I want to hear it from my own pastor. I want to hear it from who I want to hear it from. You can tell your sons and your daughter to do something, they won't listen to you. But somebody else can go tell them the exact same thing. And you come back and say, I thought I told them that. I said it before. And they're giving the other person credit. Ooh, I thought, what? You're giving somebody else credit for what I've been telling you. I've been telling you this for years. Mom, you told me, Mr. Johnson told me I need to change my way. I've been telling you that. That's not fair to God. Maybe you don't want to know what a prophet is, but you need to know, or we wouldn't be here. Jeremiah preached for 40 years before they listened to him. And nobody cared about a thing. They said, hey, about like we are, and dum 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 dum. Went about their way. But when Babylon came, Folk was crying, weeping, running, trying to hide. They were going into slavery. When it comes, then folk want to get right at the last minute. You don't have 40 years. Thank you, somebody. You don't have 40 years. A prophet is a person who speaks for God and communicates God's message courageously to the people. I can't worry about, as we said, don't worry about their faces. In other words, God is saying, I need you to boldly tell these people. It's not that you haven't heard the word. It's not that Bishop didn't preach it. Omar preached a great message yesterday. They can't say they didn't hear it. You cannot walk out of the building and say, I didn't get the message. Or he didn't preach it. Yes, he did preach it. And whatever else church you go to, you've heard preaching all your life from a pastor. Now, what are you going to do with that word? That becomes the issue. That becomes the issue. You cannot say, I didn't know. A prophet receives his calling assignment directly from God. If you're waiting on somebody to pat me on the back and say, I, Reverend so-and-so, that boy is surely a prophet, you're wasting your time. It doesn't work like that. If you're looking for other prophets and other preachers and da-da-da to say, I'm okay with you, then it doesn't work like that. My message is directly from the Lord himself. You don't necessarily have to go to prophecy school. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, there was a such thing as school of the prophets back there with Saul, but it was just a group of prophets together. But if you're looking for me to go to prophecy university, no. No. I'm supposed to speak to you not like a preacher. I went to school and I got my super degree. No, it doesn't work like that. I need you to know this because I can, from this point forward, to those listening to me in the church and outside of this church, that's what you're dealing with. Amen, somebody. Some prophets, here's the thing about a prophet. You need to know this because you can't get that other stuff out here. Some prophets, like Jeremiah, John the Baptist, were called before they were born. I called you before you were born to be a prophet. John the Baptist came out ready to prophesy. Jeremiah came out ready to prophesy. Because the condition that the nation is in. Let me ask you a question. Do we have a problem in the nation? Amen, somebody. Somebody say, now, y'all say this a little loud so the world can hear you. Do we have a problem in this nation? Amen. Do you know what the problem is? Not sure. Don't answer that one. I know what you might say. But prophets are people that you consider crazy. They don't make no sense. My behavior might not look right to you. Doesn't seem like, what? That ain't no preacher. He don't do it. Boy, that's a calling on his life. Ezekiel laid on his side. God told him to lay on his side for 390 days, and on his on the left side, and on his right side for 40 more days. Jeremiah was told, you will not take a wife on this. Jeremiah wanted to get married, but no. He said, you will not take a wife. See what the prophets are going through? And I got a film on Jeremiah. He was angry when God told him that. What? God told him, he said, and Isaiah ran around naked, publicly, barefooted for 3 years.